of the fog, out of the night, and into his American adventures comes Bulldog Drummond. Tell us about our newest adventure. Here is Bulldog Drummond.
I call this story Death on the Diamond. Our adventure began on a hot late summer afternoon. Denny and I were out at the ballpark. The first of a crucial three-game series was being played between the Green Wings, the local team, and the visiting Blue Jays. The league pennant was at stake.
Oh, my word, Captain Drummond, that was a stroke.
Line drive, Denny. Look at that ball go.
Oh, dear, that man out there stopped it. Isn't that a pity?
Denny, that's our team, the Green Wings.
Oh, is that good?
Yes. Fortunately, that Blue Jay player was held to a single. But the Green Wings are still in trouble. The Blue Jays are the bases loaded now.
Yes, they do look kind of heavy.
Denny, when I say the bases are loaded, that means there's a Blue Jay player on each base.
Oh, I see. Then I suppose we really are in trouble.
Oh, well, it's not that hopeless. The Green Wings are taking Roberts out and putting Johnson in to pitch.
Oh, is that good, sir?
Let's hope so. Twister Johnson is the Green Wings' star pitcher. If he can get this last Blue Jay batter out, the day might be saved.
Oh, then I'm tooting for Johnson, sir.
Rooting, Denny.
Very well, sir. Rooting.
And here's the first pitch.
Oh, my word. That was quite a line drive. Did you hear the crack of that bat, sir?
Denny, that wasn't only the bat you heard.
What do you mean, sir? Oh, Captain Drummond, look, Johnson, the pitcher, he's keeled over on his face.
Come on, Denny, hurry.
What's happened, sir? What's the matter with Johnson?
The Green Wings are in real trouble now, Denny. Johnson's been shot.
Mr. Johnson was a great guy. Why should anyone want to kill him?
That's what I intend to find out, Mr. Benson. Tell me, you've managed the Green Wings for many years. Johnson was a member of your team for a long time.
6 years.
Did he have any enemies among the other players?
He wasn't the kind of guy who had enemies.
Captain Drummond, maybe there was a woman in the case.
No, that's impossible. Johnson was happily married. Had a farm down in Pennsylvania. His wife and kids lived there.
If the Green Wings lose their next game to the Blue Jays, your pennant hopes are lost, right?
Do you suppose that has anything to do with Johnson's murder?
Yes.
Possibly, Denny. Did Johnson have any particular friend on the team?
Oh, his roommate, Petey, the team mascot.
Oh, that's the little fellow who was in here before.
Yes. Petey and Johnson were great pals. Between seasons, Johnson used to take Petey down to his farm. They were like brothers.
Well, thank you, Mr. Benson. That'll be all for now.
Captain Drummond, if there's anything I can do...
Will you send Petey in now, please?
That's all.
This is a strange case, Captain Drummond. A pitcher shot to death in the presence of 30,000 baseball fans and no clue, no apparent motive.
Strange indeed. Denny, of course.
What is it, sir?
Of course. Johnson was shot in the back.
Well, is that of special significance?
Yes, it is, Denny. Johnson was nicknamed Twister because of his unique style of pitching. After throwing the ball, he had the habit of turning his body for a brief moment completely away from the batter. Yes, certainly, that's it.
But I don't follow you.
We were completely off the track, Denny. That shot didn't come from the bleachers. It came directly from somewhere in the grandstand behind home plate. The killer timed the shot with a crack of the bat. When the bullet struck, Johnson had whirled completely around.
Oh, I see. But, Captain Drummond, how could a murderer in plain daylight, in the midst of a crowd of thousands, fire a gun undetected? Certainly, in the first place, he would have had to take careful aim in order to assure accuracy.
Yes, he certainly would, Denny. Come in.
I'm Petey. Mr. Benson said you wanted to see me.
Oh, yes. Denny, close the door.
Yes, sir.
Sit down, Petey.
Thanks.
I hear you and Johnson were close friends.
That Twister was the best pal a guy ever had. See, Captain Drummond, why did they kill him? Why? He was such a good guy.
Yes, I know just how you feel.
Nobody can know how I feel. Nobody knew Twister like I did.
I asked to see you, Petey, just because you did know Johnson so well. And because you two were so fond of each other. Now, you can be of real help to us. That is, if you want to see Johnson's murderer brought to justice.
Yeah, you bet I do. I'd give anything. Anything.
Good.
Well, what do you want me to do? Just say the word.
First, I want you to keep everything I say to you and everything we do confidential.
Why, sure.
All right. Now, our first job is to find out just how Johnson's murder was accomplished. And then we'll continue from there. We'll have to work fast. The Green Wings play the Blue Jays in Centerville tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. The team is making an 11:45 train tonight.
Well, that should give us enough time.
Time for what?
You'll see, Denny. See, I want you to meet Denny and me here at this ballpark at 9 tonight.
Okay.
In the Green Wings dugout.
Right. At 9 in the dugout.
Come on, Denny.
Where to, sir?
You and I are going out in search of a motive for murder.
Our story continues in just a moment. Back to Bulldog Drummond and the story he called Death on a Diamond. In a stadium with thousands of fans as witnesses, a baseball pitcher has been mysteriously murdered. Captain Drummond and Denny have set out to solve this strange case. Now, in the dark of evening, they slowly walk along a deserted, unlit alley.
Oh, this alley, to say the least, sir, is eerie.
We're perfectly safe, Denny.
Well, just the same, I'd be happy to get out of here. It's so dark.
I'll admit the entrance to Monk Agnelli's place is far from inviting. However, Monk seems to like it this way. Here, here's the door. Monk's at home. Good evening, Monk.
Huh?
I said, good evening, Monk.
Oh, Captain Drummond, it's you. I didn't recognize you in the dark out here. Who's the guy with you?
This is Denny.
Yes, good evening, sir.
Hiya.
I want you to do me a favor, Monk.
Anything you say. You did me a time once. Monk don't forget his friends. What do you want?
You get around among the boys. I'd like to find out about a wager, a bet.
What kind of bet?
Baseball.
Huh?
A lot of money on the pennant race this year, Monk?
Plenty. Why?
Any of the boys meddling in the league business?
Oh, no. Oh, they keep their hands off that stuff. You can't touch baseball. Game's as clean as a whistle. That's what I don't understand about this here Johnson guy getting bumped off.
What about bets against the Green Wings winning the pennant? Any especially big one?
Let's see. Yeah, one. The Rock laid off a pretty big one a couple of days ago. Why?
Who placed that bet?
I wouldn't know about that, Captain Drummond.
I see. Well, thanks, Monk. You've been of real help to me anyway.
Anytime for a pal.
Come on, Denny. Good night, Monk.
Night, Captain Drummond. So long, fella.
Yes, good night, sir.
Well, Denny, now we have our motive.
Do you think that Monk person knows who made that wager?
Most likely. There's no doubt in my mind now that Johnson was killed because someone was afraid he might have saved today's game for the Green Wings. The murderer was waiting developments during the play of the game and then struck at the crucial moment.
Then Johnson's death wasn't planned beforehand?
Correct.
The way things stood, his fate was sealed the minute he stepped into the pitcher's box. Now, let me see. 10 to 9 now. That'll give me just about enough time.
Time? For what, sir?
I have a little errand to do, Denny. I want you to meet Petey in the ballpark as arranged. I may be a few minutes late.
But frankly, sir, I'm puzzled. Would you mind telling me what you and Petey and I are going to do in that stadium in the dark of night?
Denny, we're going to that stadium in search of a clue. And perhaps if we're lucky, to study a method of murder.
Oh, my word, it's frightening in this stadium. I wish Captain Drummond would hurry. What time is it now, Petey?
It's 5 to 10. Maybe you can come.
Oh, he'll be here.
Petey?
Well,
I hope...
Petey?
Hey, I thought you'd never get here.
Sorry to have kept your wedding. I was detained. But let's not lose any more time. You have a train to make, Petey.
Yeah, we better hurry.
All right, come with me.
Where to now, sir?
Right over here to the pitcher's box.
Well, what do you expect to find there?
Yes, there's nothing there. We covered the entire field this afternoon.
So we did, Denny. But let's see what we can find in the moonlight. Here we are. Now, you two stand back.
I don't get it.
Stand back, please.
Okay.
Very well, sir.
Now, let's see. Twister Johnson was standing right about here when he started his throw. He raised his arm.
He was shot.
Stay back. I'm all right. I'll call over to you.
Here, sir. I'll help you up.
I'm all right. Come on, we've got to work fast. Petey, you stay here. Keep your eyes open. If you see anyone, call out. We'll be up in the grandstand. Come on, Denny. Follow me. Careful now, Denny. Quite a fall from this grandstand roof.
Yes, I'll be quite happy to get my feet back on terra firma again.
Well, this won't take long. It should be in this vicinity. There's the pitcher's box down in front of us. Direct your searchlight over this way.
Yes, sir. Captain Drummond.
Yes. Well, Denny, there it is.
A pistol.
Quite a neat setup, too,
It's braced in the rain pipe.
And aimed straight for the pitcher's box.
Look at this wire, sir. It's attached to the trigger. And these small electric batteries. And this wire leading away.
This weapon has been rigged up to fire by remote control. Well, Denny, now that we have our method of murder solved, the next step is to find our murderer.
By tracing this wire to the source of control?
No. That'll take too long. By the time we accomplish that, another murder might take place.
Another murder?
Yes. And it's up to us to forestall it.
Oh, but how, sir? And where?
Denny, I've reserved a compartment for us aboard the train that's taking the Green Wings to Centerville. Try and prevent another murder.
Captain Drummond, what makes you so sure there'll be another murder?
Because someone will stop at nothing to make certain that the Green Wings will lose the league pennant race.
Mr. Benson, your team is up against a vicious, invisible killer.
And perhaps we should call tomorrow's game off. I certainly don't want today's tragedy repeated.
Oh, I'm afraid that'd let the killer off with a successful murder. Besides, I believe you owe tomorrow's game to thousands of baseball fans.
Yes, I guess you're right. We'll play tomorrow as planned.
Good. Who's pitching tomorrow's game?
Ted Wilson, why?
He's probably the most likely victim.
Right, Denny. Where's Wilson now?
I just left him and his wife, Rita, a few minutes ago. They're in their compartment, number 9. It's 2 doors down from here.
Well, Denny and I'd like to have a little talk with Ted Wilson. We'll see you later.
I'll be waiting here.
You know, I shouldn't like to be in Mr. Wilson's shoes tomorrow.
It isn't an enviable position, Denny. Now, be careful what you say. Here's his compartment, number 9.
Yes?
Mrs. Wilson?
Yes?
I'm Captain Drummond.
Oh, Captain Drummond, I'm so glad to hear.
Denny and I would like to have a talk with your husband.
Come in, please. Ted, it's Captain Drummond.
Good evening, Mr. Wilson.
Hello, Drummond.
You know Denny, Wilson?
Yes,
Drummond, Ted is going to pitch tomorrow's game.
So I hear.
Please persuade him, Matthew, please. I beg him, but he won't listen to me.
Cut it out, Rita.
Captain Drummond, he'll be killed just like Johnson. I know it.
But cut it.
Don't worry, Mrs. Wilson. Nothing's going to happen to your husband.
Wilson, we're here to help you in every way possible.
I don't need help. Nothing's going to happen to me. Now, get out of here. Let me alone, all of you.
Don't mind, Ted, gentlemen. He's upset.
Yes, you understand.
Cut it out. Come on, Denny.
Just a minute, Captain Drummond. I'll be right back, Ted.
Let it
smell. I'll only be a minute, dear. He's very upset. He's not himself. Captain Drummond, I must talk to you.
Yes, of course.
Captain Drummond, I'm really frantic. I'm so afraid for Ted. If anything can happen to him, I don't know what I'd do. I love him so, Captain Drummond. Something has got to be done.
No, Mrs. Wilson. Every precaution will be taken to protect your husband's life.
But Ted is postponed with him until they say the murderer is caught.
No, I'm afraid not. Now, my advice to you is to go back to your compartment and get a good night's sleep.
But tomorrow...
We'll take care of that when it comes. Now, go ahead.
All right. Good night.
Good night, Mrs. Wilson.
Good night, and don't worry. Come on, Denny. I want to have a few more words with Benson before we turn in.
Yes, you do, sir. I feel sorry for Mrs. Wilson. Living in terror that way and fearful that death would...
Denny, follow me.
Oh, look, it's Mrs. Wilson.
Captain Wilson, what? Oh. Denny, look in that compartment.
Oh,
sir. What happened? Wilson has been murdered,
Mr. Benson. Stabbed to death. Captain Drummond, do you suppose there'll be another murder today in this baseball park?
Well, it's more than likely there'll be an attempted one.
Oh, dear, I hope we can intercept it.
Game's about to begin. Yep. There go the Blue Jays out of the field.
You know, sir, I still can't comprehend how Wilson's murder was accomplished. He wasn't alone in his compartment for more than a few minutes.
Obviously, the murderer used split-second timing.
But if he entered the compartment from the outside, I would surely have seen him. All during our conversation with Mrs. Wilson in the train corridor, I was facing in that direction.
Yes, I know.
And the compartment window was locked from the inside.
Right.
Then, how was it accomplished?
Frankly, Denny, I'm not sure. But since last night, several things have occurred to me. Denny, I think we slipped up.
You can't, sir.
Oh, the game's on. There's Reynolds at back for the Green Wings. Now, anything may happen, Denny. Keep your eyes open.
Oh, I will, sir. You know, Captain Denny, I admire the spirit of those baseball players in that game today. That's real courage.
And sportsmanship. Come what may, they're not letting their fans down.
Lord, Reynolds. Oh, look! Reynolds certainly struck that ball.
Looks like a homer for the good one. Yes, it is. There it goes to the left field stand.
Captain Jenny, look, Reynolds toppled over out there.
Come on, out on the diamond.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that pillow is stuck again.
Hurry, Jenny, this way.
Mm-hmm. Reynolds is lying so still, you're too late.
That's good. There, there's Benson. Pardon me. Let me through, please. Pardon me. Yeah. All right, men. Back to the dugout.
Huh?
Reynolds will be all right. The game will continue in 10 minutes.
Yes. Reynolds isn't dead, sir.
Here. Couple of you fellas, let's carry him off. Yes. Easy now. Take him to the side gate. There'll be an ambulance there.
Mr. Benson, will he live?
Oh, the doctor will be okay. We're taking him to a hospital. Certainly had a horrible scare, Captain Drummond. They all thought it was another one of those murders.
Just what happened to Reynolds?
The doc said it was heat prostration.
Heat prostration?
That's what the doc said. Probably aggravated by the jitters. The whole team's got him, including me. Well, thank goodness it isn't what we thought.
Heat prostration.
Huh?
Nothing.
Well, I guess I'll be getting back to the dugout. You coming?
We'll be there shortly.
Okay.
Come on, Denny.
Now, where to now, sir?
The Green Wings locker room.
Locker room?
Did you notice, Reynolds, Denny?
Well, not too closely, sir.
Heat prostration is commonly accompanied by excess perspiration. Reynolds wasn't perspiring at all.
Well, that's strange.
Yes, Denny. A strange attempt at murder.
Back to the climax of our story in just a moment.
Thank you.
Bulldog Drummond. Two murders and a near fatality had plagued the Green Wings baseball team. In pursuit of a solution to the identity of the mysterious killer, Drummond and Denny alone searched the Green Wings locker room.
Denny?
Yes, Captain Drummond.
Look here. I found it in this locker.
But, sir, that's simply a bottle of rubbing alcohol. Plainly labeled.
Does this smell like alcohol to you, Denny?
Well, no, it doesn't, sir.
It's a poison.
Poison?
Reynolds didn't faint from prostration. He was almost asphyxiated. This liquid with which he was rubbed down before he went out in the field becomes effective as the body generates heat and stops perspiration.
Oh, what an insidious plan. Whose locker is this?
Daniels, the pitcher.
Denny, he's the murderer.
No, Denny, no. That's what someone would like us to believe. This bottle was planted here for that purpose. Come on, we're wasting precious time talking. We've got to get out in that ball field before the game resumes. For all we know, the entire team may have been rubbed down with this poison. Reynolds was lucky. It might be safer for the next victim.
Down, Denny.
Yes,
sir. Stay down. He's the killer.
Quick, around this locker.
There's Captain Drummond.
I'm all right. Never close.
We can only see who it is.
We'll soon find out. We're lucky enough to get out of here alive. Now, listen, Denny. We're trying to make it to the door. This time, follow right after me. We're going to make a dash to that next line of lockers. Ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Let's go.
We made it so far. What now?
Wait, wait.
But we better hurry.
Denny, I believe our mysterious assailant has run out of ammunition. Quick now, follow me to the door. Now, now, Denny. We've caught the killer in his own trap. He's someplace in this locker room. The windows are barred, and this door is the only exit.
What was that, sir?
The murderer closing the door of doom on himself.
But, sir, hadn't you better get out on the field before the game commences?
Won't be necessary now. Gunshots solved that problem for us.
Captain Drummond, what are you talking about? What happened?
For a while, Mr. Benson, Denny and I were playing clay pigeons for the killer.
The killer? Where is he?
In this locker room.
Here?
Yes. I'll introduce you to him in a moment. First, order your men to the showers immediately.
What?
Reynolds was rubbed down with a poison substituted for alcohol. The same thing may have been done to your other players. And tell them to walk slowly, not exert themselves.
Joe, quick, order the boys to the showers. Okay. Come and take it easy.
Now, Captain Dunn, what about the killer?
Follow me.
Hey, what is this? Captain Dunn, why are you opening those locker doors? What is this, a game of hide and seek?
Yes, in a fashion.
What do you expect to find in those lockers?
Benson, I promised to introduce you to the killer.
Yes, but I...
And there you are, Mr. Benson. As I told you, in a locker.
Petey. Yes, it's Petey, sir.
All right, come out. No tricks.
Okay.
You almost got away with it, didn't you, Petey?
Yeah, and I would have if you two didn't stick your busy noses in.
Sorry, but murder is our business.
I can't believe it,
And this isn't all, Mr. Benson.
What do you mean?
Here's another surprise coming now.
Oh, the commissioner told me to deliver her to you personally, Captain Drummond.
Rita. Rita Wilson.
My thanks to the commissioner, officer.
Yeah, we nabbed her just as she was getting on the train.
Rita, you got me into this mess.
I don't know what this is all about. I demand to see a lawyer.
Shut up, both of you.
Wilson, I doubt if a lawyer will be able to do you any good in the state's case against you and Petey for murder. So you see, Denny, we slipped up when we failed to inspect that large trunk in the Wilson's train compartment. Petey was hiding in that trunk. For a while, his small stature was an advantage to him in the game of murder. But he overplayed that advantage when he hid in the locker.
Then he and Rita Wilson were in cahoots all the time?
Yes, along with Ted Wilson.
Ted Wilson? But Petey killed him? Why?
Because he balked at murder. He was probably willing enough to throw a game here and there to make sure that he and Rita and Petey won the huge wager they'd made. But when it came to killing, he declared himself out. Then his partners in crime became wary of him. They decided it was best to eliminate Ted and split the winnings two ways.
Well, anyway, sir, now Rita and Petey will pay for their horrible deeds.
Yes, Benny, there's no doubt about it. When justice has three strikes on you, you're out.